You know, if you have an old family recipe for a chocolate cake or chocolate cookies or even brownies, and you've not been able to make them taste as you remember, I'm here to tell you, you're not imagining things. Chocolate has changed, and that means our recipes have to change. So for some guidance, we're turning to the baker's baker, Alice Medrick, a woman who has probably done more work with chocolate than anybody else I know. She's the author of Seriously Bittersweet. Alice, good to have you back with us.
Thank you, Lynn. It's great to be back.
So, Alice, how is our chocolate different today?
We have a lot of chocolates, both domestic and from all over the world, that have more pure chocolate in them and less sugar. And that can profoundly affect the recipes that we make with them.
What do those numbers mean? Because that's the new thing, the percentages.
That is a big new thing. The percentages on the bar are telling us how much of the bar is pure chocolate as opposed to sugar. Now, when I say that, I'm really talking about dark chocolate. Let's put milk chocolate aside for now,
okay,
because there's
sure.
more complications there. But if you see a bar called dark chocolate or semi-sweet chocolate or bittersweet chocolate, it has a number on it, that's telling you the percentage of that bar that is pure chocolate.
So the more intense chocolate flavor will be at the higher percentages.
Yes. Okay. Exactly, because less sugar. The chocolate is bitter to begin with, and if you increase that and decrease sugar, you're getting quite a bit of extra flavor and bitterness, which can be a very good thing or can be a problematic thing for baking and making desserts.
This is a time of year when we look at a lot of old family recipes. If I use, the big deal now is a 70% chocolate. In a recipe that used to just call for bittersweet, will it be the same?
That's the perfect question. No, it will not. If you have old recipes from family or things you've been making for dozens and dozens of years that you love, regardless of the fact that it may call for semi-sweet and bittersweet chocolate, you should look for a chocolate with 60% or even less cacao percentage, because back in the day, when that recipe was published, whether it was in a magazine or a newspaper or in a favorite cookbook, the chocolates that we had available and the chocolates that were used to create these recipes were all under 60% cacao.
So they were sweeter.
They were sweeter, and that's not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing, but the recipe was perfected with a sweeter chocolate. And if you switch to a much less sweet chocolate, you're not just going to get more chocolate flavor. Unfortunately, you might get some textures that don't work and maybe even too much bitterness. So the cacao percentage doesn't just affect sweetness. It profoundly can affect textures and how it feels in your mouth, as well as sweetness and flavor.
So if I do want to up the chocolate intensity of that old recipe, and I do want to use a 70% chocolate instead of a 60 or 50, what do I need to do?
Well, you know, that puts you into the realm of experimentation. You know, my book deals with that.
You've got formulas,
don't
you?
But in general, I have formulas that put you in the ballpark and help you make those translations. But getting back to your specific question, you would have to use, in most recipes, less chocolate and maybe adjust sweetness a little bit. Even if you want a more bittersweet flavor, you often have to adjust a little sweetness and use less chocolate, and sometimes you need to increase a little liquid. So it's a little more complicated than, okay, here's the how-to. Because those percentages mean so much to how the chocolate performs in a recipe, it's better now to shop by percentage and disregard the terms bittersweet and semi-sweet.
Okay, you took a beloved old recipe, a great French classic, and evidently you threw pastry chefs a real curve. What did you do? It was chocolate mousse. You got to talk about what you did.
Well, you know, let me back up a teeny bit. I was interested in all the new kinds of chocolate coming into the market. And as I tasted them, I realized that they all had different kinds of flavor profiles. And I thought, well, if these flavors are going to come through in the recipes that we want to make, what kind of recipes do we need to not bury the distinctive, you know, flavors in the chocolate?
Right.
So I decided, you know, less fat, less cream, less dairy. And I ended up with chocolate mousse made with water. partly because I wanted to taste all the nuances in the chocolate, partly because my brother was coming over and he is lactose intolerant.
Good reason.
So I thought, okay, let's make the mousse with water. And it was stunningly good. It was stunningly good. It was, the chocolate flavors were very clear and clean and delicious. And then I put whipped cream on top of some of them and not on his.
But, you know, that's really interesting. You put whipped cream on top of something that's very, you know, pure chocolate. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. the effect is completely different than if you fold the cream into it.
Exactly. I love this comparison. Think about, you know, what tastes more chocolatey, chocolate ice cream or vanilla ice cream with great chocolate sauce on it? I personally love the contrast thing that goes on. And I think if you take a chocolatey dessert that's not too loaded with butter and cream itself and put whipped cream next to it, you intensify that chocolate flavor because there's this huge and wonderful contrast going on.
That's, you know, great tip. Alice, thank you, and very happy holidays to you.
Thank you, Lynn.
Alice Medrick is the author of Seriously Bittersweet, and you can find that recipe for that water chocolate mousse. It's called Albert's Mousse, and it's on the website. SplendidTable.org.